Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's episode of Talk Exchange. Today we have Tracy and Christy recording from our national headquarters here in Toledo, Ohio. So if you're watching this on YouTube, the visual might look a little bit different. The topic here is the epidemic of loneliness. And I realize that might sound slightly depressing upon hearing that name or that term, but the reality is that so many people are suffering from loneliness. It is a national epidemic. And so today, our hosts go into a great detail on some of the definitions of loneliness. They talk about how oftentimes the cure is to just simply get people involved, how it's important to keep an eye on the people around you, because we can oftentimes notice when someone might be going through something, you know, and it's important to even focus on the little things like taking your subordinates out to lunch or, you know, suggesting that maybe everyone get together for, you know, some socialization at lunch or maybe after work, whatever it might be. So it really is a great conversation on this very, very important topic. And so we hope you get a lot out of today's episode, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.
Welcome to this episode of Talk Exchange. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the National Exchange Club.
And I'm Christy Lindahl, Director of Communications.
Hi, Christy. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tracy. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm excited that we're doing another episode right here at the National Exchange Club headquarters.
I know. Brad is making this so convenient for us.
Thanks to our producer, Brad. He's awesome. And it's fun to be here. Number one, we don't need to leave and go out in the snow. Mm-hmm. So thanks, Brad. And secondly, because we're in the place where everything in exchange happens. That's and starts right. Pretty much.
The House of Magic.
Oh, I like that. We should have that on a sign somewhere.
Yes. I'll get a hold of the sign company next week.
Okay, good. Maybe you want to put that on the electronic sign out there. That'd be that would at least pique curiosity and they may come in.
Yeah, who knows? So, Tracy, we're just coming off the holidays. I know I say just, but in my mind, if it's, you know, less than 2 months away, it's still pretty fresh.
I agree, and I hope everybody had a great holiday season, and, you know, though, we realize that that's not a great time for a lot of people. The epidemic of loneliness in this country is truly at proportions which we haven't seen, and, of course, increased since COVID, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so we recently, you and I, read an article addressing this epidemic of loneliness.
Yes.
Now, I will go back and tell everyone the exact name of this article here in a second.
Okay.
But it was published through USA Today, and it was about a study. A gentleman has launched a study, and he's trying to end this epidemic, and he says it truly is an American crisis. Now, this article was just published in December of 2023. So we're not looking at information. Yeah, this isn't information that came out as a result of the pandemic.
True. Right?
So this is stuff that's been going on. But here what they say is the definition of loneliness. It's when connections a person needs in life are greater than the connections they actually have.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're feeling unfulfilled because you're missing some sort of some sort of connection that you need,
right,
then you're considered lonely. Now, there are three types of loneliness, though.
Okay.
I'll read
tell
this
us
word
more about
for word.
That. Sure.
Psychological loneliness is when they don't feel like they have anyone to confide in or trust.
Okay.
We have societal loneliness, is feeling systematically excluded because of a characteristic, including gender, race, or disability.
Okay.
Okay. And existential or spiritual loneliness comes from one feeling disconnected from oneself.
Interesting. And, you know, going back to that societal loneliness, I think you could just add a lot to that, to those indicators or factors which contribute.
Yes, absolutely. So we did. We all saw a rise in this over the pandemic.
Yes.
It drew attention to a lot of mental health crises in this country, but loneliness being one that exchange can directly have an impact on.
Well, absolutely, and we do. And, you know, I always go back to that story, which I know you've heard me tell many times, but during the pandemic when people were isolated, and, of course, we and especially, you know, led by you, kept our clubs engaged by getting them involved in Zoom and those types of virtual meetings and bringing people together. So we did a great job of bringing our people together at a time when they were alone. We also started our staff initiative where we just picked up the phone and called members at random.
Yes.
And I remember when I got a gentleman on the phone and he told me that, you know, he lived alone. Of course, he's, you know, at home because of the pandemic and didn't really have any family or friends. But he said that when he went to his Zoom club meeting, that that literally kept him alive, that that gave him hope, that that's the only thing he looked forward to. And I thought that right there, we have the cure to loneliness right there.
And you were not exaggerating, Tracy. No. In this article, it says loneliness can kill you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly right. And that's how he felt. And I think about him a lot, given what we do. And I think, you know, when some clubs think about how do I get a person to join my meeting or to join my club, that's how, you know, there are people, so many people out there. I think I would, I don't know how many people, I don't know if the article tells us, but it's clearly enough that it's been declared an epidemic.
Yes.
So clearly there are that many people out there who are just lonely. And the cure is, you know, get them involved in something, because every study that you and I have read, and we've read a lot of research on this, shows that when people get involved in helping someone, getting get involved in something fulfilling, their loneliness subsides. They feel like they're making a difference, and then they feel like they're having an impact, and that helps them.
Yeah, and I'd like to throw something out there, too, some food for thought.
Okay.
I've personally noticed that people I know who were already introverted have kind of crawled into a shell that they're very comfortable with.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not going to lie. I I can be 50-50. I can be an introvert or an extrovert. And when I'm being introverted, I am perfectly fine being holed up in my house. But that's not okay for people who are permanently introverted.
Absolutely.
Right? So I think that's another thing that our clubs and members can look at. Watch people, study them. Were they once active with you? Did you used to see them out in the community? Maybe they're lonely. Maybe they're introverted and got more lonely.
Yes. Or if, you know, a week goes by and you don't see a person at your meeting, or 2 weeks go by and you haven't seen that person, please, if you're listening, pick up the phone and check in, because the most important thing for anybody, not just those experiencing loneliness, is knowing that someone cares enough to say, hey, we missed you. Where have you been? Are you okay? Do you need anything? All those sorts of things. I think, you know, one thing our clubs are good at doing is serving and caring. But be sure to think about the people that just suddenly aren't there. Maybe they're maybe they had an appointment. Maybe it's just something, or maybe they just feel like. And in as a matter of fact, somebody told me this. This is a true story. This is a person who was and is a national leader. That they 1 week didn't go to their meeting. They had a another meeting. Second week they didn't go to the meeting. And at that point, they questioned, does anybody even care that I'm not there? Stopped going to the meeting, like literally stopped going to the meeting, never heard from anybody until I think months, I know months went by. And she said she ran into somebody and they said, oh, where have you been? And she said, well, nobody called to ask me, so I felt like I didn't matter. Amazingly, she went back to that club and rejoined it. Amazingly, but think about how many people could and do walk away because nobody takes the time. And I know we're all busy, but you know, it's important to really think about people and take that extra step to show they care, because when you walk away from them, you don't know what they're facing, who they're going home to, what they're going home to, what their situation is, but we can help. I firmly believe that by being a member of Exchange, or really any group, any service club, but especially Exchange, we have the cure to the epidemic of loneliness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And think about this, too. If someone hasn't attended a meeting, two meetings, three meetings, a month worth, and nobody's called them, you mentioned it, this leader felt like, wasn't she valuable to the club at all? But if you have someone who's already struggling, they already don't want to be around people. They're already really pushing their own boundaries by going to these meetings, and then they stop showing up. It's more than them feeling like they don't have value in the club.
True.
Right? I would imagine at that point they're questioning their own personal worth.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
Well, you're if you're spending all of your time alone and you're slowly withdrawing from people, you don't have anyone reinforcing all of the positive about you.
That's a good point. Wow. That is heavy stuff. I was thinking too, as you were reading the three types of loneliness and you got to existential loneliness, mm-hmm. and I thought, you know, the disconnection from oneself, and that plays into this too, because again, mm-hmm. if somebody is perhaps getting involved in community service, yeah. getting involved in their community or with other people, they're doing things, therefore they're learning about themselves and they're thinking, I do contribute. Yeah. I do make a difference. Mm-hmm. And then it helps them connect the dots so they're no longer experiencing that disconnection right. with themselves. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I think that could mm-hmm. be cured as well.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, what I like about this is, you know, the cure is simple, but the cure is not easy.
No.
I mean, because here we're sitting here describing all the ways it can be done, but it totally depends on what other people are doing, mm-hmm. which makes it so difficult.
It does. You know, I believe, in all honesty, it starts with just a smile.
Mm-hmm.
And a kind hello,
yes.
Not just to the strangers on the street, the people that you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's fighting a battle.
Oh, definitely.
To one degree or another.
Mm-hmm. And even another one, I think, is that, what was the one you described? The psychological mm-hmm. loneliness where it felt like you didn't have anybody to talk to. And mm-hmm. I think, too, that happens even in certain jobs where oh, for sure. whatever reason there's... Maybe you have people around you, but you just can't talk to them about
right,
the things
right.
you're experiencing. So that's problematic too.
Absolutely.
So I can see why on a number of levels, people can feel lonely, especially maybe I know a lot of people who work alone, like they work in their car and they mm-hmm. go call on customers, but, and they don't have that engagement
yes.
for a full 8-hour workday or mm-hmm. whatever people happen to work. But I know that can get lonely too.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. so. So really the key takeaway mm-hmm. here is watch out for the people around you.
Yes.
Watch out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and no judgment. If someone feels like they need time alone, maybe they're not mm-hmm. lonely. Maybe they
right.
just want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But, you know, keep an eye on the people around you.
Yes.
If you notice something is off, tell them you care about them and ask how you mm-hmm. can help. Invite them to a meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good advice. And again, it is so simple, but yet it takes action. Somebody actually needs
yeah.
to do it. And I hope everyone listening thinks about somebody that they can call and reconnect with or call and just say, how are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Take your subcommittees out for lunch.
Yes.
You know, just a nice friendly gathering. It's not mm-hmm. club business, but your
Good
friends,
idea.
Likely you have something in common.
Yes.
So, you know. Make a small friend group out of it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And do a project. Generally, projects make people
Absolutely.
Feel good.
That shared yeah. sense of value.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, I know we can talk so much about this, but I think, again, the premise is simple. Let people know you care.
Yep.
Check on them. Let them know you miss them if you haven't seen them, and find out really what's going on with them.
Yeah. And if you start to feel lonely, reach out to someone.
Oh, good point.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
To our listeners, if you need somebody to talk to or something to get involved with or want to join people who truly care, please visit nationalexchangeclub.org or look for the National Exchange Club on social media. Did I say club weird? I feel like...